This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria is still in trouble with her bronchial problem. Jennifer is here, though, to whip us into shape. Kara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington. I was about to say Boston. I don't know. You want to move to Boston, Kara?
I'm okay where I am, but thank you. Oh. It's almost winter. Maybe in the summer I'll move there.
Not now. Okay. Got it. All right, so Jen, what do you have in this serene, wonderful, quiet world we live in to start us off? What do we have?
Well, I don't know. I feel bad after you intro it that way, but There's a story out of California that's been developing, aside from the one that says more people have exited California than have come into it this past year because everybody's trying to escape.
Right.
But there are two condemned multiple murderers, including a serial killer, that apparently committed suicide within hours of each other on death row, which is the largest in the nation in California, at a prison called San Quentin. You've probably heard of it.
San Quentin.
Corrections.
Big in all the cowboy movies.
That's exactly right. Corrections officials said that they found Andrew Iridales, who's 54, unresponsive during a security check at the San Quentin State Prison last Friday. He was sentenced to death on October 5th by an Orange County, California judge for killing five women in California, and he previously faced the death penalty for three murders in Illinois. Now, after he'd been on death row since October the 12th, then separately, the same day, this is where the story gets really weird, authorities say they found Virendra Govan, 51, who was unresponsive, alone in his cell in a different death row housing unit on Sunday. So you had one go Friday, one go Sunday. Now, this guy was sentenced in December 2004 for committing four Los Angeles County murders. There's no word as to whether or not these were kind of suicide packs. Apparently, suicides are not uncommon in death row. There are currently 740 offenders on California's death row. It's very rare that any of these people are ever put to death in the state of California. But now they're kind of going in to see why so many of them are committing suicide. There are 16 suicides per 100,000 inmates, I guess. And the average suicides happening in San Quentin far surpass that number, that 16 out of 100,000 inmates that is usual on death row. But kind of interesting and intriguing for federal or for state prison officials whether or not these two had come to some sort of agreement or if there's some sort of greater pact going on in that prison.
What do you make of it? What do you think?
You know, the truth is, it saves me. This sounds so terrible and brutal, but it saves me
right.
Tax dollars.
Thank you. There you go.
So, I mean, whatever.
I mean,
I value human life. Obviously, I do. And I don't like to see people die, but these people are bad people.
All right. So then, how do you value the life of Joaquin Guzman, better known as El Chapo? Yeah. What do you think of his?
I'm not a fan.
Okay.
He's not one of my favorites. What are you getting at?
So prosecutors have started the jury selection. Remember, he was extradited here last year from headquarters of the cartel, as much as I can figure. They have as many people in jail as not. They run the cartels from jail, one of Mexico's weakest moments. During the time that he was running the cartel, they say that he imported 200 metric tons of cocaine to the U.S. 200 metric tons of cocaine. Can you imagine the value of that? Heroin, meth, marijuana, all that stuff. Marijuana now, I don't need to import that because there's plenty of it going to be grown here legally. But anyway, prosecutors charging El Chapo in connection with the assassination of thousands of people who went into business against him. He just killed them all. Wherever somebody would pop up to compete with him or one of his underlings, just kill him. And brutally. So, Why is there even a question about what goes on with this guy? I don't even do juries, and this is where the system, and look how long it's taken him to get even to jury selection. The guy's been sitting in jail for a year. How's that justice? Get him in.
The process is so slow.
That's ridiculous.
Especially
he's laughing at it, too.
Cases, right?
Right. He's laughing at it. They're not going to start the opening arguments until next week, and the trial is expected to last for several months. Execute the guy. He's guilty. It's just foolishness. This is a waste of... Oh, man. All right, so as much as we're so fascinated with the election, the results, and all that sort of thing, I thought I'd take a different twist on this, because I don't think most people realize this sort of thing happens in America. What I'm talking about is electing people from other countries by voting in America. And the reason I know about this is because in the town where I live in Massachusetts, Framingham, largest single group of Brazilians in America. There are 35,000 Brazilians who live in Massachusetts alone. And the largest group, single group of them are here in Framingham. 35,000 Brazilians registered to vote in their election last weekend. They voted from the Brazilian consulate, wherever there is a Brazilian consulate, like there's one in Boston here. 7,000 voters registered and cast their ballots in the electronic voting that took place for the Brazilian election. And not only did they have ballots in Boston, but they moved some of the machines to Framingham because there are so many of them here to facilitate the election. So there was behind the scenes, while all of the electioneering going on for candidates in America, among those who are here legally and I suppose illegally, they made through the Brazilian radio stations and the Brazilian news media, the Brazilian electronic media. I mean, who even knew that there was this kind of subculture going on? As many people as I know live here in Framingham. The last count, I think, was 900, most of them were registered to vote. Most of them voted. Now, here's an interesting side note to this, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. There were 7,900 people voting who were registered to vote that live in Framingham, registered to vote in Brazil. And of that group, 7,000 voted.
Wow.
Look at that in comparison to our numbers, in a manner of speaking. There are lots of issues in Brazil. They've got a lot of corruption there. Politicians are worse than even the ones here, if you can imagine. And there are a lot of local voters. I had no idea. Did you have any idea this was going on?
No idea.
No. It's all over. Apparently, wherever there were, and it's not the only, there are other South American countries that have registered voters that live in America to vote in their elections. But the most notable was the Brazilian election. And you can vote in Brazil when you're 16. You can register to vote when you are 16 in Brazil.
What do we think about that?
I think there's something to it, actually. I think kids in school maybe ought to say, well, they're not mature enough. Well, there's plenty of information around. It ought to be that they are mature enough. It ought to be that seniors in high school, what is it, you can vote when you're 18 now. Right? Or is it 21?
18.
I don't know. 18.
It's 18.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, voting at 16, if we could educate, and we really took time in school to teach kids about government and what's going on in the election instead of having it so pejoratively, because most of the teachers, at least around here, are left to center, and I don't want them influencing. They should keep their mouth shut. Just teach how the system works and not tell us what they think about Elizabeth Warren. Anyway, so... I find this it's fascinating that all these people voted. Now, I wonder how many of them vote in the American. I'm thinking what you're thinking. How many of them are going to vote in the American election? Do they vote? Right? I'm serious.
Yeah, do they get the double dip? Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right. Something that we didn't know was going on, I think. And that's one of the good reasons to listen to the DJV program, because you find out things you won't hear anywhere else, even on NPR. This is the NPR of commercial radio, the DJV show at 16 after the hour.
Trade pros, Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Attention humans, Sprint is giving away $250,000.
That's right, Atlas. There are 250,000 reasons to check out Sprint this fall. Our Rake in the Cash sweepstakes is from November 2nd through the 8th. Simply drop into your local Sprint store and enter to win your share of $250,000.
My analysis confirms that's a big pile of money.
The Rake in the Cash grand prize is $100,000. And 150 winners will receive $1,000. New and existing customers can enter to win. You get extra entries when you open new accounts, upgrade your phones, activate a watch or tablet, and there are bonus entries for each year you've been with Sprint. There's no purchase necessary. Simply visit your local Sprint store for official rules and complete details.
Hurry, humans. The sweepstakes ends November 8th.
And there's never been a better time to try the Sprint network. When you visit Sprint, check out our network built for unlimited and all the amazing unlimited plans.
Legal residents of United States, Puerto Rico, and District of Columbia, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sponsor Sprint Communications Company, LP.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hey, Jennifer, what can you tell us about Donald Trump signing an executive order issuing sanctions for Venezuela's gold market? The sanctions, you know, people with focus on the sanctions against Iran. What about these sanctions against Venezuela and why the gold market? Are they dumping gold on the market? What the heck's going on?
Well, he's going after the gold. I guess he's going after these gold experts, not necessarily the market. But he's putting pressure on the president, President Maduro from Venezuela, by putting out this new round of sanctions that's going to rattle the oil exports as well. Mm-hmm. Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton, said that President Trump signed an executive order on Thursday of last week to prohibit anyone in the U.S. from doing business with entities and individuals involved with corrupt and deceptive gold dealings from Venezuela, saying that the regime under Maduro has used this sector kind of to finance illicit activities and to fill its coffers. That's how they're supporting criminal groups. They said this would be the best way to try to crack down on that behavior. So, again, a lot of these stories, it's really interesting what actually makes the mainstream news media. You're right. We've been focused on Iran. I haven't focused on this one. Sort of like the stories about Kavanaugh's accusers coming out and saying that they actually didn't even know Brett Kavanaugh, when it's just interesting to see what the media reports on. I think this is a good thing. Venezuela is obviously corrupt. Their people are suffering, and we should step in as we can.
With Mustache Mike at the helm, how can we lose? 21
after. Mustache John.
Mustache John. 28 past the hour. Wait a minute, 21 after the hour.
If these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Just enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be.
Let it be. 23 and change, actually 24 at the hour now. This is Florida Georgia Line. And Jennifer, they have been officially able to open their creative compound in Nashville now. Big party over the weekend. And then after the party, vandals got in and damaged a structure outside the complex, which is also home to Brian Kelly's Tribe Kelly Trading Post, which is an apparel accessories kind of a boutique-y store. Surveillance video posted on the Tribe Kelly Facebook page shows a group of four people systematically dismantling a teepee on the property. The teepee and the Tribe Kelly Trading Post, operated by Kelly and his wife Brittany, have been a fixture on 21st Avenue there since last year. According to the Facebook post, the vandalism occurred on Saturday night. So there's a $5,000 reward offered for information leading to the arrest of the suspects. Kelly and his partner in Florida Georgia Line, Tyler Hubbard, assembled their businesses, including a new event space called Meet and Greet, and their Tree Vibes Music Publishing Company under the umbrella of this new creative compound. Florida Georgia Line released a new single, Talk You Out of It. What's that all about? What's that? Does anybody know what the song is?
What is it? It's called Talk You Out of It? I've never heard it before.
No, I think it's a new one.
Yeah. I'm looking at that fine little dress you got on. Don't get me wrong, girl, I love it. Now I just want to talk you out of it.
I see. Sounds like pretty much every other Florida Georgia Line song to me, but that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I was thinking
I love
that myself.
Simple, though. Have you heard of
that? Oh, I have heard that one. It's pretty good, yeah.
Really cute song.
There you go. Florida Georgia Line on the DJV program with Jennifer and Kara and Dougster. Now a focus on the vulnerable, not the vulnerable, the venerable. But maybe he's vulnerable, too. Willie Nelson. Been on Austin City Limits, I think, before. I didn't realize Austin City Limits been on for, been doing this for 44 years. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I did not know that. Wow. You know what? I also learned about Willie Nelson. I didn't know he had written Crazy for Patsy Cline.
I didn't either. So now
you
told us. We didn't
know.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, this is a show that's on PBS. Apparently, Willie Nelson launched the pilot episode for the performance in the studio on the University of Texas campus there. He's appeared on the series 17 times, more than anybody else. So keeping that up, on the 19th next week, he returns again for an 18th time. That show will air in January during the second half of the current season. Have you ever watched this Austin City Limits thing?
No, I haven't.
I watch it.
I hear it's kind of cool, though.
From time to time. Yeah, well, it depends on who the artist is, much as anything else. The performance will be live streamed on YouTube. By the time the first appearance in the pilot episode, Nelson had his first 4th of July picnic on his ranch down in Texas. And I think it was started around that. That first show was done at his ranch, not in the studios. Anyway, there's something about Willie Nelson, as much as whatever his whole life is all about, there's something about him that's so cool. He's just a cool guy. His most recent album, My Way, came out a month or so ago, celebrates the music of his friend and fellow icon Frank Sinatra. Listen to this. There he is, doing Sinatra. Willie Nelson on the DJB program, 28 after the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has a right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text VOICE to 484848. Text VOICE to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's VOICE to 484848.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The gist of the midterm election results? Democrats do regain control of the U.S. House of Representatives, but they fall short of their hopes of regaining control of the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, in one of 36 gubernatorial races, the Republican John Cox in California conceding that race to Gavin Newsom. And while wishing Newsom well, he had some advice for him.
And I hope the lieutenant governor has a success, but you know what? He's not going to have that much success unless he deals with the influence peddlers and the people that would bend policy for their own profit.
In another closely watched governor's race, Republican Scott Walker in Wisconsin narrowly defeated by the state school superintendent Tony Evers. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Working from home, or are you on your way to work, or are you at work, or what the heck are you doing?
Obviously, you're spending time in a worthwhile fashion by listening to the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, the most popular baby name. Let's do some babies or children in the news, shall we, Jennifer? You want to follow along the bouncing ball here? Most popular baby names, that's a prediction on my part, all right? Prediction City here on the DJV program. The most popular baby names of the next 10 years have already been announced.
What?
By the experts at Nameberry. Nameberry.com predicting the top baby monikers.
Sounds very official.
Nameberry?
Yeah.
Yes, doesn't it, though? Next 10 years, Charlotte will rise to number one as the most popular girl's name. God love Charlotte. Charlotte Ann Stephen.
Really?
Charlotte. Miss Doug. Anyway, I loved movie. Charlotte. Never, I'm not going to go down that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
So Charlotte will be number one. Let's see here. This is a nod to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Their daughter's name is Charlotte. But it's not merely the royal family influencing parents in their decision-making. Let's see. Harper is set to make name. That's David and Victoria Beckham's daughter's name. Mm-hmm. Emma, Olivia, and Evelyn.
They've
followed
been popular
closely
for a while. Yep.
Evelyn.
Other than Evelyn. I haven't heard.
Olivia.
Olivia, definitely popular. Emma. Has been popular forever.
Actresses. Yeah. All right. Here's the full list of the most popular girls predicted girls' names for the next 10 years. Charlotte, Amelia, Harper, Emma, Olivia, Evelyn, Mia, Aria, Ava, and Sophia. For boys, experts predicting that Liam will take the top spot, followed by Mateo, Maverick, Noah, and Lincoln. Maverick sounds like a horrible name. Let's see here. If I can go through the whole list of the top 10 here for the boys next 10 years. Liam, Mateo, Maverick, Noah, Lincoln, Lucas, Henry, Theodore, Jackson, Oliver, Carter, Benjamin, Wyatt, Leo, James, Easton, Grayson, Elijah, Jackson, and William.
There's some snobby names on that.
Yeah, seriously. Easton. Yeah. I'm curious about the girls list. You said
Carter.
You said Aria, or how is that spelled?
A-R-I-A, Aria. Wouldn't you pronounce it that way? Aria, maybe?
I would say Aria, but I was wondering. Because
Aria sounds like a condition.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Aria, I just met a girl named Aria, and suddenly I found... excuse me.
But yes, yeah, Kara, you're
God
saying.
Forbid anyone else trying to talk while Doug's singing.
No, okay,
I was just one of the characters on Game of Thrones is Arya, but it's A-R-Y-A. But I had seen someone else recently name their kid that, and
So
yeah,
on
a little much.
On the other side of the coin, ladies, the names that are going down the tube facing decline, according to
Name Barry. I'm
going to
be one of those old hags that are be like, oh, Jennifer. It's going to be like an old
Ashley.
Hag. Yep.
Rachel. Jasmine
really?
Fading out.
Okay.
Yeah. And on the boys' side, Brendan, Sean, and Jaden predicted to fall apart. My son's name is Brendan, and he's very popular with me.
It's all over for him. It's all over.
Apparently it is, yes. So, in the name department, I found this to be, as I was nosing around, digging around, the names when it comes to the way parents decide. The decision parents make for their children's name involving careful consideration, usually, sometimes a bunch of family politics. About you, Jennifer, how did that name come to be? Did your mother or father ever tell you why you are named Jennifer?
Well, I think they had some. My mom liked the name Vanessa, and then this name was on the table. My name is like White Ways of Ireland. Jennifer Kathleen is some sort of, it's Gaelic, so I think my mom loved that.
Okay.
But yeah, I think they agreed on it. I think this was one of the only names they actually agreed on. So that was
really?
My dad used to always threaten me when I was a kid and said that he was really pushing for the name Bathsheba. And he used to threaten me when I was young, saying, I'm going to change your name.
Change
your name to Bathsheba. I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Kara? How did your folks decide on Kara?
I'm not sure exactly why they decided on it, but it does have a couple meanings that they liked it also. It seems like everything means something in Irish or Gaelic.
Mm-hmm.
My name means friend in Irish, and so if you go to Ireland, you can see it written some places. It also means beloved in Italian. So, yeah, it's got some nice meanings. It means face in Spanish. I don't think they considered that before naming me it. But
Actually, I like that. In your face. Like that.
Yeah. Kara, I care a lot about you.
Yes, and then they also named it. They named me that so because they knew I would be on the show, so you could sing a song about me.
All right, so I found one.
Cara
mia, one.
You had to do it, didn't you?
Just to say goodbye to anyone. It's a great song. All right, so the driving force that has inspired the parents of a baby to name the baby after Colonel Sanders has popped up on the screen here.
Sorry.
In August. You may remember KFC offered its followers an opportunity to win its Baby Harlan naming contest. Grand prize of $11,000 toward college tuition. Parents had to name their son or daughter Harlan and only qualified if the baby was born on September 9th, which is the Colonel's birthday. It was September 9th, 1890. Colonel was a real person. KFC has now shared a photo of the girl who won the contest. Don't worry, her parents did not name her the Colonel. She was, however, named Harlan Rose after Colonel Harlan Sanders. According to her parents, she'll be nicknamed Harley. Of course she will. Mm-hmm. All right, I will take a break for a moment or two, and then we're going to find out how to clean up your teeth in a very effective way. Stand by for that next on the DJV program.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Can you get from North America to Europe on mustard seed? Wait, what? Well, a recent United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Zurich was partially propelled by a biofuel created by a Quebec company aiming to clean up the skies. Agrisoma Biosciences is the company behind the biofuel, which is made from Carinata mustard, designed specifically for the aviation industry. 30% of the jet fuel was replaced by the biofuel, meaning the jet cut its greenhouse gases by one-third. Previously, 10% was the highest level of biofuel used on a commercial flight. Carinata mustard can grow in difficult conditions and on land that's not meant for crops. So unlike ethanol, cultivation is at the expense of food. The goal? To hit 50% of the fuel on commercial flights worldwide. More at agrisoma.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Sometimes good people make bad decisions. You shouldn't have to pay for the rest of your life. Defense Tax Group can help. Call 855-266-6979. Make no mistake, if you owe back taxes, the IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your wages, take your property, even suspend your driver's license and take your passport. Act now, before it's too late. Call 855-266-6979 and let our team of tax resolution specialists work on your behalf to immediately stop the threatening letters, embarrassing phone calls, and negotiate a permanent settlement that works for you. Defense Tax Group can help you establish an affordable payment plan, and depending on your situation, we can even reduce or completely eliminate your unpaid tax burden for good. You can't run or hide from the IRS forever. Let us help you like we've helped thousands of others in your situation. Call now, 855-266-6979. Don't go it alone. Call Defense Tax Group now for a free consultation at 855-266-6979. That's 855-266-6979.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, for many years now, I have talked on the radio about how to make sure that you are doing what's smart by your teeth. And my whole thing started when I first talked to Dr. Martin Ginniger, and that was a number of years ago. He's been a dentist for a long time, has a lot of experience developing teeth whitening kits, and so I thought it would be a value to have him come on and talk about this system, the power swabs system. I will tell you, Dr. Ginniger, the ladies who are on with me tease me all the time because I take, on the air, I'll take one of the power swabs tubes and I'll snap it, and then I'll take what's on the end of the Q-tip and I'll do it on the air like this, I whiten up my teeth. I bet you don't get too many people talking to you that are actually doing that while they're telling the story, right?
That's so true. You know, in my office, everyone's addicted to it. They're actually sitting there swabbing while they're on the telephone, doing their work. And that's really what's great about power swabs is that you can do it anytime, anywhere. You know, all the other systems, you got to wear strips or trays. You know, obviously that's not going to be very convenient in most situations. But as you said, even when you're on the air, even when you're working, even when you're driving to work, In the shower, you could use the power swabs. You just swab it on your teeth. It takes about a minute or two, and your teeth will instantly become whiter.
Yeah. So how did you come up with this? You have been, as I suggested, a dentist for a number of decades. What made you think, A, this was a problem, and B, that you had the way of fixing the problem?
Well, you know, I've been the developer of teeth whitening products and oral care products for the majority of my life, so, working life, so that's about 40 years. And I kept on thinking that there's something wrong. You know, when we go to wash our clothes, for example, you put in the washing machine, and the washing machine agitator turns on because action is critically important to whitening your teeth. Yet all the strips and trays just lay on your teeth without any action at all.
Yeah.
Imagine if you just threw your clothes in the washing machine and didn't turn it on. You just put the detergent in. That's ridiculous. But that's how we whiten our teeth today, ridiculously in most cases, with strips and trays that don't move when action is so critically important. Yes, it'll work, but it takes a long time if you do it the non-power swabs way. But using power swabs, because you're introducing action into the equation, action is so critical. You're actually rubbing it into your teeth. That makes the product works very fast and very effectively.
So doctors, dentists like you used to charge $1,000 to whiten teeth professionally, basically using your formula. And I know at first you decided to sell through dentists. What made you change your mind and offer power swabs to the public?
Well, because having a white, beautiful smile is critically important. You know, I don't know if your viewers know this, but if you have a whiter smile, you're perceived to be more intelligent, you're perceived to be more wealthy, you're perceived to be more sexually appearing, more pleasant to look at, you're more likely to get a job on a job interview, you're more likely to get a kiss on the first date. So I thought, why should it just be limited to people? This is dentists who have $1,000 or more. Let's bring it to the public. And that's I brought my best invention possible for the public to enjoy.
All right. So in addition to the, when you order power swabs, by the way, you call 800-208-1797. You can order them now while you're listening to this conversation. Use the DJV code, and you'll get them for half price, half the retail price. So
wow.
In addition to the swabs, you can also get the stain-out quick stick. How does that work?
Well, it works with the same principles. Again, it's something that you're going to rub on your teeth. But the critical thing is you want to have this stain-out quick stick with you whenever you think you're going to be drinking red wine or drinking coffee, anything that might be staining. Anything that would stain a piece of paper, for example, or your white shirt will also stain your teeth. So the great thing about the stain-out quick stick is that it immediately removes the stains off of your teeth before they have a chance to set in. And, you know, when the stains set in, it's much harder to remove than if you just immediately remove them. So we give you a way to prevent stains with the stain-out quick stick.
So powerful and gentle at the same time. That's the way I describe it. And this is the way to get it. 800-208-1797. Take Dr. Ginniger's advice. Use this to get the whitest and brightest teeth you can. Over the first 5 minutes or so, the shades, they'll get 2-3 shades whiter. And then over the next 7 days, try it a couple of more times. You'll see the difference each time as your teeth get whiter and whiter and whiter. And remember, it's only available at 800-208-1797. Not available. This offer is not online. Call 800-208-1797. Use the code DJB and get power swabs at half the retail price. Thanks to Dr. Martin Ginniger for coming up with his formula. 10 before the hour.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You got dreams that you've been holding back, ones that you ain't letting pass.
DJB time is 53 past the hour. Time for us to figure out more of a focus. As you know, I'm very supportive of veterans and the causes of veterans and their treatment, that sort of thing. Joining us now is country star Ben Rue, who has been working with the vets. And I'm curious to know how, first of all, Ben, you got yourself involved with this. A lot of the work that's been done for the military by folks who are, I guess, quote-unquote civilians, some popular entertainers, that sort of thing, helps to bring more attention to some of the problems veterans are having. What brought you into this?
Hey, Doug. Well, thank you so much for having me again. This is pretty cool to be out here in L.A., but I'm here with my friends over at AccuCheck Guide, and we brought our Buck Off Diabetes campaign to L.A. Interestingly enough, 1 in 4 of our veterans are living with diabetes. So we are working with the folks over at iHeart for a amazing country concert this coming Wednesday called One Night for Our Military. And it's to support them, to encourage them, and also just to have some fun and listen to country music.
So let's talk more specifically about the problem, the diabetes problem with soldiers and the military. What is Buck Off Diabetes? That's an interesting name. What does it connote?
Yeah, well, I'm a type 1 diabetic myself, so I've seen a lot of the problems that can, you know, arise from being diabetic and being a young kid with diabetes. And we launched this campaign, Buck Off Diabetes, which is this national awareness program that embodies this bold new attitude for taking on diabetes. And we're traveling around the country showing people how they can get involved by saving a buck and also donating a buck.
Mm-hmm. So the concert itself, who's there, who's performing with you, and this is something a lot of people, for whatever the reason, I'm saying this with a smile on my face, until recently, country was never associated with the big cities, but it's changing because of all the attention on television and elsewhere, radio, that the country is getting, but are you surprised ever at the number of fans that show out for you and your concerts and other people at this point?
Well, you know what? I've never performed in L.A., so I'm excited to see that. I've heard that there's some country music fans out here, but I haven't seen them yet. So I'm excited.
There are a few country music fans out there, yes. Tell people who may not know about Ben Rue what your origins are all about. How'd you get started? Where'd you grow up? Why country versus opera? Ben Rue, the opera singer, could have been your fate.
I don't think I'd be near as good as opera. But I grew up on a family farm out in Oregon, and my two older brothers still work out there with my dad. And that's, I mean, I remember distinctively listening to Garth Brooks and George Strait and Alan Jackson out on, you know, while driving a combine 10 hours a day. And so that's just what I'm familiar with and what I've grown to love and what I've grown to write and sing. And so I moved out to Nashville not too long ago, and it's been a grind ever since, but
It's a good grind. Like, I will tell you, what I was being a little self-serving because I knew a little of your background. I'm an American family farmer as well. I have a dairy farm in Massachusetts. And one of the things I should do is invite you to come on that program, spend a little time with us talking about your experience growing up on the farm and how it connects. The country music does seem to connect more with the farm. Talk radio and country music both seem to connect with farmers, especially those of us who are working hard, and I can tell your family is probably in the same boat as mine is with regard to the government getting involved in stuff and big ag and pushing people around, and there's a story there. Perhaps you have some songs, or maybe you come up with some songs that tell the story of your life on the farm. Do you have any of that in your repertoire?
I would love to be a part of that, and yes, we definitely have to have some inspiration somewhere, and my family and the farm has always been tied in with that, so yeah, I'm game, Doug.
All right, so we'll be in touch with you for that. Meanwhile, let's get back to National Diabetes Awareness Month, which is November. World Diabetes Day is November 14th. Where can we find more information about this, putting it all together?
Absolutely. To hear more about the Buck Off Diabetes campaign, go to AccuCheck.com. And for more on my music, go to BenRueMusic.com.
Ben Rue, R-U-E, Ben Rue. Good to have you here. Best of luck. Have a great career and a great time while you're in Los Angeles. Good to have you here on the DJD program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.